The Dow, NASDAQ, S&P 500 all finished the week positive. Dow was up 0.66%. NASDAQ on fire, up 1.75%. S&P 500 up 0.94%. We had three record closes on Thursday in all those three major indexes. And the Dow crossed 29,000 on Friday, but it couldn't hold it. And didn't close above that record level. But still, Thursday was a pretty significant day. What's so interesting and what the talk is now centering around is what's driving this rally and how long is it going to go on for and what could possibly derail it? So as you think about and as you analyze your positions, if you're in the Dow, think about this. There's three companies that have been responsible for about two-thirds of the Dow's creep up, if you will. Those three companies are Apple, United Healthcare, and Goldman Sachs. That's kind of, isn't that interesting that three companies are responsible for most of the run-up in the Dow? The NASDAQ had its fifth straight weekly gain. And as we look at the economy, we want to see what could possibly happen. So one of the things that can always happen to a market are geopolitical events. And as we saw last week, you may remember this, the Iran assassination, and then the retaliation. And so Monday, Tuesday is where that started to unfold. Before the market opened on Tuesday, we saw futures down about 400 points. It was a pretty big move. But then as the day settled itself out, really didn't see very much action. So what that's showing you is the market's pretty strong right now, as we all have seen and know. And events that don't materialize into something more significant will not change the course of this market. So the question is, what will? And where should you be investing right now? These are all excellent questions for the kickoff of 2020. And here's what I'm looking at. The dollar right now is stable. And it should, throughout the year, start to slowly erode, slowly get weaker. Not much, but slowly. And why is that? Because interest rates are going to remain stable, as the Fed has talked about. So what does that mean? That means globally, you want to be investing in emerging markets, international developed. Why? That gives them more horsepower because they have more buying power when our dollar gets weaker. They're also markets that have been under pressure. So it's time possibly for them to rally. So this might be an area that you want to take a look at, would be emerging markets and developed international. If you don't have any exposure to that, I would suggest taking a look at it for your well-balanced, diversified portfolio. Now, if we continue to see the 10-year treasury start to rise, then this is also going to do well for non-dollar investable assets like the emerging market internationals I was just talking about. So keep your eye on the 10-year treasury. The World Bank said this week that emerging markets will grow 4.1% in 2020. Usually give that a double. So if we see 7, 8, 9% out of EM, nice place to be. Nice type of return. I'm not expecting double-digit returns this year, really, in any of the indexes, but you're talking your high single digits, not bad. Labor market. This came out Friday, and this is an interesting area to keep your eye on. First of all, we talked about this last week. Take a look at the labor market. Jobs growth slowed down. They came in at 145,000. The estimate was 164. So the actual number was less than what was predicted. And this is a decent number. It's not, you know, not exciting. And that's probably why the market on Friday finished down. But also when you look at the October, November numbers, they were revised downward. So you have another negative there. It was down 14,000. The average hourly wage growth, slight, 0.1%. So nothing significant there. The unemployment rate still holding at 3.5%. That's healthy. Where are the jobs? Well, right now you're seeing jobs in retail and leisure. Retail makes sense because that was the end of the holiday season. People are hiring up for sales in the malls and so forth. Those aren't high-paying jobs usually. The manufacturing went down. Those are usually the higher-paying jobs. So you're seeing what I would call a maturing economy, that is starting to slow down, which is natural. It's nothing too aggressive. But what is going to catapult this market higher? That is really the big question. And for those of you who are into kind of outside the norm, well, JP Morgan said this week that 1.19 million people couldn't go to work in December because of the flu illness. A lot of people I'm talking to have this flu that's going around, and some have predicted that China dropped the flu on us. What do you think about that? That's a way to slow us down, is bring the flu to the United States of America. Interesting. Anyway, as I look at the trend, and this is just a trend when you compare markets and interest rates, take a look at this. The trend from August of 2017 through January of 18, the market ran up about 15%. The BAA corporate yields were right at 4.2%. Now, I compared August of 19 through January of now, 2020, you're seeing the market up about the same. It's about 13%, while that same BAA is holding around 3.8%. So if anything, these lower yields are supporting this market as well as the trade deal we heard about. This is all positive news. But when you look at that same market cycle, February, March, that's where we had the pullback. So 5 to 10%, still expecting it. My position would be when you see that happen, that's probably when you step in on your U.S. equity position. All right? Buy the dip. Because overall, the market still and the economy still looks pretty good. It's slowing down, like I said, but nothing, you know, out of the ordinary. So unless we get some crazy event out there, which, you know, these are happening now, unless it becomes something worse, I think the overall market should finish the year higher. And again, if you want to get defensive, that's where you would be looking at gold or any sort of short-term, high-quality fixed income asset. Next week, what am I looking for? Next week, the banks are reporting in major ways and earnings again. I'm waiting to see what earnings are going to be all about, because earnings, if they're not in line, if they're not better than expected, that could pull back the market. So next week, we're going to see a lot of banks reporting. Tuesday, you got Citi. You got Wells, you got Chase. Wednesday, we have Bank of America, PNC, and U.S. Bank all reporting. So we'll see how the banks are doing. That's a good signal for the overall economy. Wednesday, we have the trade deal, right? Part one. Trade deal part one is supposed to get signed. Obviously, that should get signed. The market's expecting that. If it doesn't, someone changes their mind again last minute, we got a problem. That's not going to be good for the market. So keep your eye on that. Thursday, retail sales, you got the Philly manufacturing, which is the manufacturing index. And then Friday, the all-important consumer sentiment. Consumers are driving this market. If they change their position, look out.
A Kojo Media Experience.